Shalom, 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 brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George. Today is the day after the Sabbath of the Lord. Yesterday's Sabbath was called Shabbat Vayigash, and that word in Hebrew means, and he approached. Hallelujah. And he approached. Who was it that approached? It was Judah. Judah approached Joseph to have a more intimate word with him concerning the release of Benjamin or Binyamini. Hallelujah. Yesterday was the 11th of the month called Tevet on the Creator's calendar, also known as the Hebrew calendar. And today is the 12th of Tevet. Hallelujah. The standard of this evil world of Esau calls today the 24th of December 2023, Sunday the 24th of December 2023. On the Roman Gregorian calendar, is Christmas Eve. But we that walk in the light of the Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach, do not call it Christmas Eve, neither do we even celebrate or make any preparations for Christmas, because the Lord has revealed prophetically over the years that Christmas is of the devil. It is not celebrated in the kingdom of God, of Yah. It is not even acknowledged as a festival of any kind. Rather, it is viewed or perceived as an abomination that was established on earth in order to bring confusion in the house of God, in the body of Yahushua HaMashiach. So, we need to remember that we are in the darkest days of the year physically, but this also has an impact spiritually. The darkest years, because those of us who are in the West, who are living in countries that experience winter, we know that the days have become shorter, even shorter since the 21st of December. They became shorter on from around end of October, but they become even more short, you know, even more shorter from the 21st of December to sometime in maybe January or February, and then in March they begin to get brighter again. And this is one of the reasons why the Christmas festival is scheduled around this time of year. It's actually called the 12 days of Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas, they begin on the 21st of December when the winter solstice begins. So that is the shortest day of the year. The sun sets much quicker and much earlier than usual. And the longest day of the year is sometime in June, I think June the 21st. And, you know, usually on those 2 days, 21st of June and 21st of December, people go to a particular place and worship the sun. In the UK, there's a place called Stonehenge, where the stones are designed in a certain way to reflect the sun and worship the sun. There are people who go there to honor the sun in those places, mostly Freemasons and Illuminati. But also, there are others who don't understand these things, but they just follow along, not knowing that it's all part of paganism. I believe in each country there's something like this. Now, so the 12 days of Christmas begin on the 21st of December and end on the 2nd of January. And interestingly, in Scotland, the 2nd of January is a bank holiday. It's a day when people do not go to work. And I have learned in regards to history that in the past in Scotland, Christmas was not celebrated. People worked on Christmas, but on the 1st and 2nd of January, which they call Hogmanay or Hogmanay, they would have 2 days off. And they, well, sadly, most people would spend the time drinking alcohol, but they call it Hogmanay. And they never celebrated Christmas, but they always had 2 days off on the 1st and 2nd of January. So most countries never used to celebrate Christmas. Even in America, Christmas was an abomination for so many years and coined into law. It slowly but gradually became acceptable to celebrate Christmas as time went on, but before it was accepted, people would be killed for celebrating Christmas. So it is very clear that Christmas is not of God of year. It is not of the light of year and has nothing to do with the birth of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ. Christmas is all about death. In fact, there is no difference between Halloween and Christmas. I have just learned for the first time that there was a time that one of the origins of Christmas is that on the trees that people placed in their houses, skulls of children that had been murdered, or heads of children, not even the skulls, the heads of children that were murdered in honor of Christmas, because sacrifices had to be made to the devil, and the sacrifices were the children, innocent children. When those children were killed by cutting off their heads used to be hung on the tree. As time went on, this became strange in society, and so bowls, the golden, silver bowls, were created green, different colors, they started to make those bowls that people buy, which I forget their names, and that is what is hung on the tree. Those bowls are significant of the heads of the children. They are significant of men's testicles. They are significant of the forbidden fruit that was eaten in the Garden of Eden by Adam and Chava, also known as Eve. There's a lot of symbolism from the Creator Yah's perspective. And if we want to continue to walk the walk of faith with Yahushua HaMashiach and Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, and Abba Yahweh, God the Father, who is also known as Yahweh, we must be ready to accept His standard of holiness, His high standard of holiness. He has set this standard from before the foundations of the earth, and He wants us to walk in it. Unfortunately, as Revelation 12:9 says, we have been deceived by the devil. The devil has deceived the whole world. So as time has gone on, we have been born into, you know, generations of sin. And the sin has been upgraded every year over the years, so much so that we now don't even know our left from our right unless the Lord reveals it to us prophetically, which is what He is doing in these end times as part of His great end time revival leading up to the great, dreadful, and terrible day of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is nothing merry or happy about Christmas. There is nothing merry or happy about Christmas. There is nothing merry or happy about Christmas. Christmas mocks Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Christmas belittles him. Christmas stains us. It pollutes us as children of the Most High God who have chosen, you know, to walk in his ways, yet we don't seem to have a full understanding of his ways. It stains our garments. Remember, our garments are meant to be pure white. They are meant to be stainless. They are meant to be shining, dazzling, bright, just like Jesus's, Yahushua HaMashiach's garment was, particularly after his resurrection. And as also when Yahuchanan, John the Apostle, the Revelator, saw in his vision in Revelation chapter 1. So we should not allow anything to stain us, because he is coming. Yahushua HaMashiach is coming for a pure and spotless bride. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahushua HaMashiach is coming for a pure, spotless bride without wrinkle. So without spot, without wrinkle. As he says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, one of the traditional foods of Christmas, especially in the West, is a roasted turkey, a big roasted turkey. And one of the things placed inside that turkey is bacon. Bacon and some other pork or pig meats that are forgotten. A lot of abominable foods tend to be eaten on Christmas Day, and people tend to eat beyond what they would normally eat. This is not how the Lord created us, for us to be. Yes, there's a time to be merry, but we are not meant to overdo it. Another thing to take note of is that there is no way the shepherds will be looking after their flocks by night or in the winter around this time of year. Because this time of year in Israel is actually winter. It's winter season. So it's extremely cold. It's not the kind of time you want to be outside in the fields. The shepherds cannot be in the fields at this time. So there's so many lies. The devil decided to take a little bit from what the Lord had created and mixed it up or mingled it up inside a blender with his paganism that he wants to promote. And then also change the dates and the times in order to wear out the saints of the Most High God. As Daniel chapter 7:25 says, some people say that Daniel 7:25 has not yet been fulfilled, that it will be fulfilled in the future when the anti-Messiah rises to power as the one world leader, part of the New World Order government. However, we need to understand that Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 9 to 10 says, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. Just as it happened in the past, it just keeps repeating itself. This scripture of Daniel chapter 7:25 has been fulfilled at least once or twice before. Anyway, it has been fulfilled more than once before. But there's one particular time that every child of Yah needs to know about. And that is the time when Constantine created Christianity in 325 AD. when Christianity was created and established by the Romans, and out of that the Roman Catholic faith was also formed, that is when they decided to start to do away with the Lord's special appointed times that are mentioned in the Holy Scriptures. When you read the Bible from beginning to end, you will never see the word Christmas. Unfortunately, over the years, the Roman Catholics have found a way to get the word Easter to appear in the Holy Scriptures, but that word is not there. We have to be willing to read the Hebrew Bible alongside the King James Version Bible. We need to beware of certain Bible versions that have been, you know, written for us to read. It's not every Bible version that is okay to read. The main one the Lord recommends is the King James Version, but also the Complete Jewish Version and the Orthodox Jewish Version of the Bible. And then you read a lot alongside the Hebrew Bible, keeping in mind, and Aramaic, keeping in mind that the apostles, everybody that was inspired to write the Bible, from the beginning of time, before it was translated, was actually a Hebrew Israelite. So, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 to 10 says, sorry, bear with me just a moment. I'm struggling a little bit with my glasses. But the devil is a liar. It will not work. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be done. Is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. So Ecclesiastes 1:9-11 makes it clear that yes, we may not have existed before until a certain time on earth, but we must have the understanding that there is nothing new under the sun. And when you read more deeply the scriptures, when you read the lost books of the Bible that the Lord has recommended prophetically, you will see that when the Lord wanted to create mankind as per Genesis 1:26-31, you'll see that the angels were contesting. The Holy Spirit was concerned. The Torah was concerned. Also, the sun, the moon, and the stars were very concerned, because mankind is known for being sinful. Mankind easily falls into temptation to sin against the Lord. And this is why we have the scripture in the Bible that says, what is man that you are mindful of him? I think that's Psalm chapter 8. So when we hear the words, what is man that thou art mindful of him? That was the voice of the angels in the heavens when the Lord was, he was coming up with the idea of creating his image, which is us. So Psalm 8 verse 4, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah, 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 in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. In these end times, we have a responsibility or an obligation to learn the original names of the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Holy Trinity Godhead. He is calling us to learn his Hebrew sacred names, get accustomed to using them in prayer, when preaching, when having conversation about him, when talking to him. He is saying to us that we need to learn these names before it is too late, because those who will end up, you know, preferring not to use the Hebrew names, once the anti-Messiah rises to power, they will experience martyrdom, especially if they decide to take a stand. Because anytime they call on the names that are not Hebrew, the anti-Messiah will make his appearance and say, "Here I am," and he'll be waiting, you know, for whatever the person has to say so that he can respond to them. And if the person makes up their mind that they are not interested in him, the anti-Messiah, he will get them arrested and tortured to death. A lot of people are going to lose their lives in the future because they do not know the Hebrew names of the Lord. Some of them will die because they refuse to use those names. So it is a matter of salvation, learning especially the name Yahushua HaMashiach. This is information in summary for those who are listening to me for the very first time and don't know anything about what I have shared in the past. It's been a long while since I did audios. It's been a long while, but I give praise to the Lord for this opportunity to be able to share a little bit, as this year 2023 physically comes to an end in this earthly realm, the physical realm. In the spiritual realm, 2023 is already over as of the New Year's Day on the Hebrew calendar, which occurred back in September. We are already in 2024 in the spiritual realm. But in the physical realm, 2023 is just rounding up and transitioning into 2024. During these final days of this year, it's a good time to fast and pray, especially on Christmas Day. We shouldn't be participating in any merrymaking of any kind with anybody in honor of Christmas. It's better to spend time fasting and praying and just seeking the face of the Lord and in preparation for what is to come in 2024. I'm going to bring this audio to an end right now and continue in another audio. Remain blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Once again, this is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George. Shalom, brethren.